This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey, pet lovers, how you doing? This is Best Bets for Pets, and I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So for all of you cat lovers, this show is for you. And, you know, we don't have a lot of cat products on Best Bets for Pets, but this is a great product, and it's unique, and it's for your cat, but it's going to make you a very happy pet parent. We're going to be right back after this message.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Paul, who is one of the founders of Shashik. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Michelle. Bonjour, bonjour, everybody.
Okay, so you're French.
Exactly, yes.
Which I know, merci, oui, and où est le, something like that. And that's the extent of my French. So thank you. I'm glad you speak English. So let's talk. What is Shashik and why did you decide on the name Shashik?
Yes, so great question. So why the name Shashik? So basically, I wanted to focus on one of the problems many of the cat parents have in small Parisian apartments, including myself, which is we never know where to put the stinky litter box. You know, it's always in the living room or in the bathroom. It stinks and it ruins the home decor. So I decided to, I found the tagline of the company before the name. It was because our cats deserves to shit with chic. And so then I made the diminutive of that, which was Shashik.
Okay, so your tagline, cats deserve to shit with chic.
Exactly, yes.
It sounds a lot better when you say it with your accent, especially to us as in North America. But you're right. So, okay, and then so let's tell us, everybody, what is Shashik? What kind of products?
Yeah, sure. So Shashik, so there's the end vision, you know, the dream. The dream of Shashik would be to create a product line that would allow to catify entirely your home with chic. And those products would be the best compromise on the market between having sustainable product, respectful and mindful of the environment, but also chic and design so that they can blend nicely in your interior, but also cat-friendly, so that you can catify your home and make your cat happy because he's making you happy. So that's also a responsibility to you to provide him an environment where he can have sensors and have, you know, territory on his own so that you can make him happy too.
Okay. So Shashik, as you said, it began because you had a small apartment and you wanted to kind of enclose and enhance the litter box, which is something all of us cat lovers have a challenge with. And we'll talk more in detail about your product line, but you do have an open vessel, you know, litter box, and you also have enclosed. Because there's the school of thought that, you know, litter boxes should be open. Then there's another school of thought where they're fine if they're closed. And then some people are okay with either one. Let the cats decide. So let's talk about the different styles because they're very nice looking. And you have three main styles. And I love the names of them. There's the Marbleau litter tray. There's the poop nest and the poop lounge. So can you describe all of them? And then you also have some accessories, the pooper scooper.
Exactly.
Which is in the shape of a cat face and it's just adorable.
Exactly. And there will also be very soon a litter, plant-based litter, made of tofu and cornstarch that will be called the Flush It, so that even your toilet will meow for more, because it will be a flushable litter, because it's made of only biodegradable ingredients. But that is coming soon. So yes, back to the four products you mentioned, you're right. So the idea is to give flexibility to all cat parents, depending on their own needs and their cat's unique behavior and personality, because every cat is different, and so that they can find the best setup that works for them and their cat, if it makes sense. So the most cat-friendly setup is to have only the Marbleu, which is an open-ended tray with low entryway and high side, but no cover lid. That way, your cat can see 360 degrees while he's doing his business, and that's the best setup for most cats, and especially those that are ferals. So I guess you know better than me, since you are a cat expert for much longer than me. But so yeah, that's the first setup, basically.
Okay, and the poop nest?
Yes, so the poop nest and the poop lounge, basically it's for two different setups. So the poop nest is a small enclosure with a big entry door. That way, for cats that don't mind doing their business in private and don't mind not having a 360 view, it will suit them better. And it's also a small enclosure, very colorful. We have a rosemary and an orange version. And that way, you can save space in your apartment because, you know, the cat litter box are quite big. And so when you have an enclosure, that way, you can have the top panel that can act as a side table where you can store, you know, a lamp, maybe shelves or cat product, etc. So you save space whilst, you know, hiding the unsightly, let's say, eyesore of a litter box in your small apartment. So that's the second setup. And then the third setup, which is really like the royal throne and royal treatment for your cat, let's say, is the poop lounge. So here it's a much bigger enclosure. And here I spent a lot of time with my designer to try and find basically an enclosure that we call in France trompe-l'œil. So trompe-l'œil means it's completely hidden and we cannot guess it's a litter box enclosure. Inside, it has a much larger space to accommodate bigger cat breeds or multi-cat households, and yes, for jumbo size litter boxes, basically. And on top of that, the poop lounge, it has basically a very, very big cat entry door, and it has a curved entry that blocks basically the annoying children or the annoying dogs if you have several pets in your home. That way your cat can do his business without having trauma exit. Does it make sense? They can, you know, leave very easily without having the entry obstructed by other animal or humans.
And the poop lounge, it kind of looks like what at least we in the U.S. call kind of like a, almost like a small wall unit with just the base or TV console or buffet type of table. Because it's quite large. And there's not only room for your cat to do its business, but there's also storage on either side plus the top.
Exactly. You're totally right. So here, the idea was to make it a multifunctional, piece of furniture. That way it can blend nicely in your apartment or in your house. And you can use it as a shoe bench. I use mine as a shoe bench in my entryway. So every morning I store in the storage space my shoes and I put my shoes on the bench. But other customers use it as a TV stand or as a regular piece of furniture in their corridor, etc., etc. And you're right, there's many storage here where you can put the litter package, you can put the pooper scooper, you can put many other kind of cat supplies. That way you have everything at hand when you have to change the litter.
Thank you for explaining. You also made a choice to use eco-friendly / sustainable wood in your creations. Why did you decide to do that?
Yes, definitely. So it's just because, we all know our planet is burning and, the humans have a very high impact on the environment. And so I was, trying to come up with a product that would not be as harmful as most of the other products that exist today on the market. And so when I started to do my research, especially I wanted to start in China because, it's much easier to have a lower amount of quantity to develop your first product. But the wood was coming from Canada or Malaysia all the way to China, and the wood collected in Canada or Malaysia was not cut sustainably. So it was, devastating loads of forest. So then I was like, okay, yeah, no, I don't want to start a business that contribute to our Mother Earth burning, let's say. So I tried to come up with another smaller factory that would be more mindful of the environment. And I found a local artisan, a cat lover in Vietnam, that is doing all of its wood production sourced sustainably in a local forest. And the wood type is not raw wood. It's a medium density fireboard, as they call it. So basically, there's like two small oak wood panels. And in the middle, it's high quality repurposed oak wood shavings. So basically, it's the leftover that other big manufacturers are not using anymore. So that way, we are not destroying our forest with a shishik enclosure. Voilà. So it's not the most sustainable, to say, because the most sustainable setup would be to have, local wood from a local artisan in US. That way, there won't be the transportation, in container and then to our customer's door, because transportation has pollution. But at least it's better than most of the product available on the market, if it makes sense. And I would like to do more in the future, but let's see.
You did the best you could. So exactly. I think that's pretty good. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hey, pet lovers, Michelle Fern here. Looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, CrossBred Canine helps bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At CrossBred Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, helping you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, the number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Paul, one of the founders of Shishik, which is all about making your cats, pardon my language here, but shit chic. So anyways, welcome back, Paul. So let's talk about you have, your basic product line, the poop lounge, the poop nest, and the Marbaloo litter tray. And you sent the poop nest, which is a phenomenal product. And my concern, because my cats are not little. So I thought, wow, my cat's kind of big. I wonder if they're going to even fit. I mean, they're not giant, but they're, in the 15 to 17 pound range. And I was impressed. They had no problem. And Charlotte, the one who's the naughtiest with her bathroom problems, she loved it. And she declared that her spot. So I like that just about all cat sizes can fit in the poop nest. Is it this same size for the poop lounge? And did you create the products in mind with that, some cats are quite large and, the small ones, of course, don't have a problem.
Definitely. Yeah. So first, I'm glad to hear that one of your cat made it her own space. So that's music to my ears. And you're totally right. So I try to be mindful, of the inside dimensions of both enclosures so that we can fit comfortably most cats, breeds and most cat personality. Why? Because, for us, it's just a beautiful piece of enclosure, to have a more beautiful home interior. But for our furry friends, it's their bathroom. They're going there every day or twice a day. So they are the ones who have the most to say about it, right? So the idea with the poop nest was to be the best compromise for people that do not have much space in their home. So the outside dimension is around 22 inches. And the inside is around 20 inches. So basically, it can fit most standard size litter box which is perfect for kitten and regular cat size breeds. But then for the biggest, you know, cat breeds like Maine Coons or, you know, the fluffiest ones, or, you know, older cats or cats that are more picky, then that's why I came up with another much bigger enclosure. So the poop lounge. And here the poop lounge has an inside dimension, let me check, yes, of 26 inches instead of 20. So it's, and the width is also much bigger. It's a 17 instead of 15. And that way we can, you know, fit the biggest cat breed or the pickiest. So there's two setups and it depends on your cat, on your interior space.
Okay, and all mine are mixed breeds except, well, even Dennis is mixed, but he's part Maine Coon. He's actually not the biggest. So you're right. You know, even though it's, as pet parents, we want something nice in our homes. It's all about the cats. Because if the cats aren't going to use it, then there goes, you know, the purpose.
Exactly. And the accident on our floor or, you know, wherever on the carpet. So that's definitely not what we want, right?
Exactly. So have you had any customer stories of cats that are kind of naughty outside the litter box, but they found the poop nest to be their safe place for doing their business, and it helped with keeping their bathroom habits where they should be, in the litter box, in the poop nest versus elsewhere?
Yes. So for the poop lounge, definitely. All my customers, I have to date around 35 customers of the poop lounge, so the biggest enclosure, and they all said the transition happened in a day. Everybody instantly, you know, every of their cat instantly, you know, got accustomed to it. And why? It's because also the entryway is so big, and the entryway doesn't have any height. So the cat doesn't have to climb into it. And because the door is so big, they have a big vision of what's happening outside. So it's actually a good compromise, right, for most cats. Now, for the poop nest, most of them were very satisfied, but I think I sold around 60. And here, 5-6 people told me it took a few days for some of their cats to accommodate. And mostly because the hinges are on the bottom panel to open the door so that you can remove the tray. When the tray sits on the hinges, it makes it a bit wobbly. Does it make sense? And so some cats don't like, when they enter into it, the fact that the tray can move a little bit and sleep a little bit. So it's because I'm trying to be perfectionist and honest, you know. So the pickiest of cats, for 5 out of 60, they are saying that it took a bit of time for them to accustom. But otherwise, every client is happy. And I think my hunch is why. It's because not only, you know, the interior of both poop nest enclosure are big enough, but it's also because I made the door entry very, very big so that the cat can come in easily. The entryway is also very low in height, so they don't have to climb into it. And most importantly, the wood shavings is CARB P2 certified. So it's a Californian certification that proves that there's no chemicals and no toxic dust from the wood or the waterproof coating that I applied in the interior. And you know that cats have a very sensitive sense of smell, right? 15 times more than humans. And so if you provide them with an enclosure with a very small door and with loads of chemicals that they can scent and smell, then they cannot use their scent soaker. This is what so apparently cat experts are saying cats love to have scent soaker. So basically they apply their smell to a territory in your house so that they make it their own, right? And so here, because the enclosure don't have any harsh chemical and don't have any harsh, you know, industrial odors, then the cats can make it their own very quickly. Was it clear? I'm not sure. Sorry, I talked.
Yes, very good points. And I just want people to know that this is a brand new venture for you. So when you mentioned your sales and customers, this is brand new. So
yes,
everyone keep that in mind. So I found when we were doing the poop nest, because you also sent the Marbaloo, and the Marbaloo is, and I have a question on that at the end of this comment, but it's a little bit high. So inside the poop nest, it cuts part of the entryway. So we found a pan, purchased a pan to fit in, but it didn't fit quite the right way, long way, but we were able to like push it in horizontal. So vertical is no go. We made it fit horizontal. So there's always that option. One question on the Marbaloo, which is just, it's a gorgeous litter box. Do you have a plan to make a Marbaloo that's maybe, it's a little bit of a higher edge, but do you have a plan to make one possibly a smaller or with a lower edge for those senior cats that aren't that good with jumping over, I think it's about 3 inches high, 4 inches, or for lazy cats that don't want to bother to jump in? We all have them, so.
Yes, totally. So to answer you, the first point is that I am sorry, there must have been maybe a quiproquo, I was not clear enough. But basically for the poop nest, we have 2 sizes of Marbaloo. We have the jumbo size and we have the standard size. And the poop nest has been made to fit perfectly with the standard size, which is 4 inches in height. And that way it doesn't obstruct the entry for the cats. And 4 inches, according to most veterinarians, it can fit most of the cats, even the oldest cats. But then you're right, for the biggest breeds or those that do not have problem to walk in, we made another size of the Marbaloo, that is the jumbo. And here the height is 6 inches. I made the mistake of sending you a poop nest with a jumbo size Marbaloo.
No, actually, let me interrupt. You didn't make the mistake. I made the mistake because I have a multi-cat household. So it was my fault.
All good. Well, no problem.
It so will wasn't be, your fault. So, because that works because there's 3 cats using that. In most places, you need 1 extra litter box. I probably have 3 extra litter boxes, but then they have litter boxes on their catio too. But the Marbaloo, yeah, for the jumbo size, it's 6 inches tall. Is there a thought to making maybe the jumbo one a little bit lower?
Yes. So that would be my dream, actually. So basically, the problem I have is that for the Marbaloo, for now, it's completely made of metal and completely safe, high-quality Teflon. That way, it doesn't stick when you clean the cat litter. And the other advantage of the Marbaloo is that because it's made of metal and high-quality Teflon, it doesn't create micro-scratches from the cat claws or when we, you know, clean it very harshly. And so therefore, because there's no micro-scratches, there's no germs that can live in those micro scratches like it happened on the plastic litter boxes. And that creates not only germ magnet nest, so you can attract, you know, nasties like toxoplasmosis, I think some stuff like that, but also lingering odors, because many germs have, you know, smelly odors. And that's why most of the smelly litter boxes comes from the poop itself, when you don't scoop regularly, but also from the tray itself, if it's made of plastic and you haven't changed it for a very long time. And so that's why the vets recommend you to change it every couple of years or so when it's made of plastic. Whereas where it's made of metal, you can keep it 10 to 15 years if it's high quality metal. So that's why it's more sustainable. And also for your cat, it's better than having to reappropriate himself a new tray every 2 years, right? And so now to your question on the cover lid, that's a big problem, because I know also, you know, some cats are sprayers and they are messy when they do their business. And some cats even urinate above the sides, right? So if we make too low height side, and if they happen to pee, you know, inside the wood enclosure, then the wood enclosure would be ruined, right? Because there's a water-resistant coating, but I could not make a waterproof coating because there was too harsh chemicals for the cat. Right. So that was a dilemma I have. And so then I was like, OK, why not investigate a cover lid with low entryway? You know, and that's the best setup for most cat friendly tray on the market. But the problem is that those cover lids, they are usually made of plastic and it's not very sustainable. So I am investigating as we speak a new kind of cover lid that could be in metal or in fabric, waterproof fabric. So I am developing it at the moment with one of my suppliers, but it takes time and money, and I already invested all my savings into Shishik. So hopefully I will come up with a better setup in 2 to 3 months from now. Voilà.
That's good to know. And that was my other question about what styles you're considering in the future. So what are some other styles that you would like to have to add to Shishik in the future? You told us about the litter box that you would like to develop and the litter that you have coming. Are there any other styles that you would like to have in the future?
Yes, there are so many, actually. There's still, like, I think 20 products ID that we have in the backlog, and some of them are very wacky. But here, the problem is mostly about money. For now, Shishik is not making enough money, you know, to reinvest enough in the business to create new products. But I have two in prototype at the moment. So one is a beautiful enclosure for cat parents that have litter robots. So many of them have litter robots. Personally, I'm not very fan of those because they can be, you know, traumatic events for your cats. And it's all made of plastic and electronics, so it's not sustainable for the planet. And every 2-3 years, you know, you might have to change it. But nonetheless, for those who already bought them and they don't like having those big bulky robots in their home interior, I was like, why not develop, you know, an enclosure for them? So that will come in 2-3 months. And then there's also coffee table, where basically at the base of the coffee table, there will be like hidden entry with a cat bed so that your cat can make it his own space, right? So it's perfect also for people living in an apartment that needs, you know, furniture, but they cannot have maybe the space to also add cat tree, to add cat bed everywhere, to add cat hammock, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea would be to have multifunctional furniture that would allow to have a utility for you as a furniture and a utility for your cat as one of his space he can make his own, right? And then there's cat bowls for especially slow eating cat bowls. So you want to know one of my dream in terms of product that I would love to develop?
Yes. And what was the last one? Cat?
Yes. Sorry, my accent is strong. Yes. It's a cat bowl.
Oh, a cat bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said cat balls, and I thought, cats have balls. They play with stuff, so, you know, but I mean, the neutered ones don't, but, you know, they play with cat balls. So, oh, a cat bowl. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably wide enough so those the whiskers don't touch.
Exactly. And with a slow eater, feature so that the cats don't rush when eating and they digest better. And with some also way to add a bit of liquid, so that the food is more, humid, because many cats don't drink enough, and the cat food that is dry, you know, can make them even more thirsty. So that would be the idea. But voilà. And my dream, if you want to know, have you heard of Susan Schultz? She won an IG Nobel Prize for studying cat language for 5 years.
I'm not aware, but I'm sure my producer is. Susan Schultz.
Yes, so I will give you the link of her studies, but basically it's super interesting. She's a crazy cat mommy, right? So like me, I'm a crazy cat daddy, and I guess like you too. And so she's been studying for 5 years cat behavior and cat language, and she proved that basically cats have an established language to communicate with humans. And basically she translated all the kind of cat sound and the pitch of each sound into human words so that you can communicate with your cat better and understand his needs.
It's ringing a bell. I have heard of her. And I do so many shows that I might have even had her on the show. So
I'm jealous. I admire her. So yeah, that's nice. And so yeah, basically because of, the new AI technologies and all of that, what I would love is to create a microphone with an app on your phone. That way you can, record the sound of your cat, and that AI would learn the language of your cat. And over time, he would understand what he wants, when, so that when you don't understand what your cat, is saying, you can rely on that app to translate it for you for better communication and better bonding.
That would be amazing. So, Paul, where can people purchase Shishik furniture and accessories?
Sure. So it's available everywhere in the US, and it's on my website, myshishik.com. And so if you tap on Google myshishik.com, normally you should be able to find me.
Okay. And thank you so much for coming on Best Pets for Pets and telling us all about Shishik.
No, thank you for having me, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
I wish you the best.
Thanks. You too. Have a great day. Au revoir.
I hope all of you enjoyed this show. Please go check out these amazing designs on the website. It's myshishik.com. There'll also be a link on the episode page for this show. I'd like to thank everyone that's listening to Best Beds for Pets. Thank you so much for listening all these years. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, that love their poop nest and Marbaloo. And of course, thank you to the magic of my producer, Mark Winter, for working his miracles and making this show sound so good. And of course, again, thank you, audience, my listening audience. Thank you so much. I appreciate so much that you've been listening to Best Bets for Pets now for over, gosh, we're going on 14 years. So thank you. And hey, remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.